praise and thanks. What kind of wonderful songs. In other languages, in many languages, we are gathered here tonight. But the time comes where we will all speak the same language, understanding it. Praise and thanks. We are looking forward. Also tonight, I would like to welcome you very warmly to this service, you who have come, and also all those who are joining us online, worldwide. All of you, we wish you God's richest blessing. It's all our wish and prayer that the Lord comes to His right with all of us tonight, speaking to us through His Word, strengthening our faith. Let us sing for a start two songs. We start with hymn number 25. I stand amazed in the presence. Number 25. As the second hymn, We sing hymn number 27, At the Cross. Hymn number 27. Alas, and did my Savior bleed, and did my Sovereign die? Would he devote that sacred head for sinners such as I? At the cross where I first saw the light, and the burden of my heart rolled away. It was there by faith I received my sight, and now I am happy all the day. Thy body slain, sweet Jesus, died and bare in his in its own blood. While all exposed to wrath divine, the glorious sufferer stood. At the cross where I first saw the light, and the burden of my heart rolled away. It was there by faith I received my sight, and now I am happy all the day. But drops of grief can never repay the debt of love I owe. Here, Lord, I give myself away, this all that I can do. At the cross where I first saw the light, and the burden of my heart rolled away. It was there by faith I received my sight, and now I am happy all the day. Thank you. Also to this we may say Amen. We have sung it at the cross, at the cross where I first saw the light. Is this reality in our lives? And the eyes of the blind were opened. Did not the Lord open our spiritual eyes? For I let the Lord enter into my heart. Now the peace is mine. Praise and thanks. Now, before Brother Schmidt comes to pray with us, I would like to read us a word from the scripture. I ask that we stand up for it. Whoever can. I read three verses from the prophet Daniel. Daniel chapter 9, verse 4. Daniel chapter 9, from verse 4.
Halte das Gesagte unter Verschluss.
But thou, Daniel, shut up the words and seal the book even to the time of the end. Many shall run to and fro, and knowledge shall be increased. Verse 9. And he said, go thy way, Daniel, for the words are closed up and sealed till the time of the end. Many shall be purified and made white and tried, but the wicked shall do wickedly, and none of the wicked shall understand, but the wise shall understand. Praise and thanks be to the Lord. Do we live in the end time? Has the Lord not revealed all the mysteries of the Scripture through the last message before His coming? Do we have part in it, brothers and sisters? Has He not separated us? Has He not purified us, made us white? Has He not revealed Himself to us? Brothers, sisters, we may thank God with all our hearts that we can have part in that, what He is doing right now. May He bless us together tonight. I ask Brother Schmidt to pray with us. Our Father in heaven, we thank You that already aforetimes You foretold everything what we experience in our time in which we are living. We may see it, the fulfillment of all the prophecies. Great God, everything what still stands to come to fulfillment, it will come to fulfillment. For we have reached the end of the end time. And we ask You, great God, give us now grace, each one of us, great and little, young and old. Lord Jesus, also all those who are listening now, watching worldwide, bless from the riches of Your grace. And give us grace that we have not a but and how and when, but Lord in heaven, that we just receive and accept as Your word says it. We thank You for it, and we ask You, Lord, bless us. Bless worldwide, everywhere, where the people are hearing and watching. Bless also, Lord, the lips through which You will speak. Give grace to us who we are hearing to receive the word and to give You the glory and the praise. For Lord, if we are not doing it, who shall do it? Because Lord in heaven, the world comes to its end. But You have given us the grace to come out of the world. Be merciful to us and bless us, O God. Amen. You may be seated. Let us sing two or three choruses. We start with, in this little booklet, page number 40, chorus number 5. We'll give all the glory to Jesus. Number 5.
The glory to Jesus and tell of His love, and tell of His love. We'll give the glory to Jesus and tell of His wonderful love. We'll give the ear of Jesus und verkünden seinen Lied, und verkünden.
Number 2, I love Him, I love Him.
I love Him, I love Him, because He first loved me and purchased my salvation. on Calvary's tree.
Yes, men, all of us were greeted from this place who are connected with us via the internet. Also, many are greeting us now who are also joined with us from New Zealand, family Anderson, for instance, from Australia, our brother Lotika, from Pakistan, brother Rafi, from India, brother Yasvinda, and our brother Michael from Pakistan. At the moment, he's in Saudi Arabia, in Dubai. May God protect him and bless him there. From Turkey, Brother Joseph is greeting us. From Armenia, two brothers, Sargis and Arben, are greeting us. And a sister, Mesime. From Finland, the family Holviti. From Russia, our brother Vladimir and brother Alexander from Tatarstan. And sister Vera from Molensk. Sister Olga from Kaluga. From the Ukraine, brother Michael. Especially from Kiev and from Bielorussia. We're also sending greetings. From Romania, Brother Kalin, from the Czech Republic, Brother Tomasz and Brother Joschka, from Hungary, Brother Ferri, from Italy, Brother and Sister Gianfranco, Nicola, Michea and Anna Paula, likewise Brother Trapani, from France, Brother Eric, and Brother Inodi, from Switzerland, our Brother Baumgartner, and from Germany, Brother Müller. Then we have greetings from South America, I think from Chile, from Brother Thomas, from Bolivia, from Brother Elias Bautista, then from Brazil, Brother Hiltamar. Likewise, they are joining us now with a group there, with the young people, more than 300 persons. From Cuba, Brother Ivan, from the USA, Brother Moses Young, from Denver, Colorado, from New Hampshire, Brother Martin, from Canada, Brother Isaac, and Brother Wendell Ellis. And then we come to the great portion of Africa, from Benin, Brother Thierry, Brother Charles, from Kenya, Brother Nyagi, from Cameroon, Brother Russell, from Burundi, Brother Martin, from Zambia, Brother Paul, from Zimbabwe, Brother Chihuahua, from Burkina Faso, general greetings from Rwanda, Brother Chauffeur, and from Uganda, from the two refugee camps, Brother Eletor, Shalom, and Brother Elia. Then, from the Congo, the greetings from Brother and Sister Joseph, David, Enoch, Kimba, Alberto, Kulumba, Thierry, Solomon, Willy Modest, Mbie, Mwamba, Ngonga, and Eli. From the Ivory Coast, Brother Richer, Brother Ismail, Brother Yapi, likewise Brother Bodhi, Brother Jacques, and two churches, one from Yawi, and the church from the capital, Yamazuko, and finally, the greetings from South Africa, Brother Zulu, Brother Charlie Charlie, Zimelane Xele, Leonard, Thabo, Lupondo, Aaron, Brother Motika, and Brother Cecil. These were the greetings who were joined with us. May God bless us richly tonight. Then, we have visit in our midst tonight, the special visit, Brother André from Montreal, Canada, Brother Oscar from Louisville, USA, and Brother Joseph from Kinshasa, Brother Justin, our Brother Florine and Daniel, and also Brother Charles from Guadeloupe. I think Brother Frank will welcome them in a special way. May the Lord, as we said, may He bless us richly. Let us sing the chorus, Only Believe, Only Believe. And then Brother Frank will come. I have said it in the prayer room just now. I believe that at this weekend, no one will go out here unsaved from this place. That all will find grace before God personally. We will have both today, the Lord's Supper and then also the baptism tomorrow. And we want that all reach the goal. But to this is necessary that it comes to fulfillment before the one who started his work in us. He must first start it, and if it has not started yet, it shall take place tonight by His grace. I repeat, He who started His work in us will also finish it unto the glorious day of His return in all of us. Also, I would like to thank all of you for all the greetings which we have heard just now. And especially, we want to mention Brother Claudio Miskis and also our Brother Oleg from Portugal, who are responsible for all of Brazil. They have started a great work by God's grace there. We have TV programs there from one end of the country to the other end of the country. And today, at this weekend, more than 300 young people in the north of the country are gathered there. And them we would like to greet in a very special way. They are listening now. And we thank the Lord God for all the open doors for all the open hearts, and also for that He has given the opportunity that all the nations and peoples and languages can hear now. Then our brothers who are here for a visit, they were welcomed already. The Lord God, may He bless you in a special way. Who would travel so far just to be present here for one weekend? And today, we are gathered probably from 23 different nations. Who would travel 1,500 kilometers by car just to be somewhere? But the Lord, He has sent and promised a hunger to hear His holy words. And we are very grateful that this time is here now. And also all the others, brothers who are here, especially all the ministering brethren, the Lord God, may He bless you wherever you are, especially our brother Oscar, who many decades, he's joined with Jeffersonville, and whom the Lord has given the grace. He has helped him. God bless you, brother Oscar. Yes, may God bless really all from the riches of His grace. For all have their place, their task, which they have to fulfill. And so, we will go right now into our word observation. Already for the word of introduction, we were told the subject, seal, close up these words until the end time, and then many shall search the scriptures, and the knowledge shall increase. Many will be purified, separated, and prepared unto the glorious day of the return of Jesus Christ, our Lord. And also for this, God has taken care for that what is promised in Bible prophecies, that it comes to fulfillment in our time. We will not go here now into all the details which are happening in the nations, because the perplexity there is so great, and there will be such a confusion. Yes, everyone speaks of the climate, and the scripture says, when the Lord will make well the damage of His people Israel, and when His wound shall be healed, then the sun shall be seven times brighter, and the moon will shine so bright as the sun now. That's how God foretold it in Isaiah chapter 30, verse 26. And if one then reads all the other scriptures of the leading back of Israel into the land of promise, and also what our Lord said, He found Israel as a fig tree in the desert. And then our Lord said, learn a parable of the fig tree. When we look at all that what is happening in our time, also in the schools, yes, one cannot understand it anymore. What kind of things are being taught, of which the children are hearing now and what they get told. But the time is just here. And therefore, the separation, the calling out, we are in the world, but we are not of the world. We will not change anything. We will not stop anything. Everything will take place. Also the great falling away will take place. Just recently we said it here. The theologians, they thought that God is not male. He's both male and female. Oh, when one hears such blasphemies, where have we reached? Also, the so-called Christendom, where has everything ended? Outwardly, the form of godliness, singing Christian songs, and some texts are being read, but no more it is believed what and how the scripture says it. Now, I want to mention especially Abraham today, emphasizing Abraham as the father of faith. The Lord, of course, spoke to him personally, and he believed God. And this, what the Lord promised, it came to fulfillment. And we are the seed of Abraham, the divine seed of the promise. And we believe every word of God. Now, what stood out to me, especially from the time of Moses, is from Exodus chapter 4 to Exodus chapter 13, we are told the calling of Moses, the calling out of the people of Israel, gather ye my people. And he goes to Pharaoh and he tells him, thus saith the Lord, let my people go. Ten plagues, and then came the great day, the great day. The lamb was killed, the blood was flowing, and the doorposts were applied with blood, and the Lord led out his people. Brothers and sisters, I just want to read two verses in this connection. Exodus chapter 7. Here are written the wonderful words of the commission which Moses received from the Lord. Exodus 7, verse 16. And thou shalt say unto him, the Pharaoh, the Lord God of the Hebrews has sent me unto thee, saying, with the instruction to say, let my people go. This was the command. This was the instruction. And this was spoken out. And it became a reality. Then it continues. That they may serve me in the wilderness. And behold, hitherto thou wouldest not. Here, beloved, we thank the Lord God that he has taken care for it, that all had to submit so that the will of God really could take place. But the emphasis, which is really on my heart, it's written in Exodus, chapter 13, Exodus, chapter 13, verse 21 and 22. And the Lord went before them by day in a pillar of a cloud to lead them the way.
Zu erleuchten, zu zeigen, auf dem sie zu gehen hatten. Und in der Nacht,
and by night,
in, der
in a pillar of fire, to give them light,
zu leuchten,
to go by day and night.
Bei Tag und bei Nacht.
Day and night.
Vor dir wandeln können. Und dann lesen wir in
and then we read in verse 22,
nicht wich
he took not away the pillar of the cloud by day, nor the pillar of fire by night
von der Spitze
from before the people.
Sondern der Herr begleitete sein Bundesvolk, das er erlöst.
The Lord accompanied his people, which he redeemed, which he led out, which he led into the liberty. And the mighty thing is, by day, in the pillar of cloud, and at night in the pillar of fire, to give his people light, showing them the way by day and night, showing them the way which his people had to walk. Brothers and sisters, we cannot do otherwise but to give glory to our Lord God. Have you not heard of that, what God has done in our time to, as the redeemed one, as the delivered one, as the led out ones, as the separated people, to show us the way by day and night? Was there not a 20th of January 1950? When the pillar of fire came down upon Brother Branham, and the photographers, be it Mr. Ayers, be it Mr. Kipperman, they came to Brother Branham at midnight in the hotel room of Brother Branham. Brother Branham, do you know that above your head was a supernatural light which was penetrated by a fire? And Brother Branham said, this did not happen for my sakes. This happened for your sakes. And then the photograph was sent to Washington. And Dr. George J. Lacey, on the 29th of January, 1950, he gave the confirmation that this supernatural light came down. Otherwise, the camera lens could not have taken it. What did God do in our time? His people are gathered. And God used Brother Branham to bring the original message, to put it upon the lampstand, and the people of God to call them together. And we are grateful to God with all our hearts that it has become light at evening time. We, of course, have written it in the last circular letter. Brother Branham, he used this scripture many times. It shall be light at evening time. It has become light. The Lord illuminated us the way which we have to walk. And these two meetings, brothers and sisters, they shall serve for the purpose that the last ones who did not yet make the decision for the Lord, that they really make this decision for the Lord, and that they just believe with all their hearts on Jesus Christ, our Redeemer, who died on the cross of Calvary, shedding his blood, paying the price, covering our sin, forgiving our sin, reconciling us with God. But as the second thing, the renewing, the new birth by the Spirit of God, the forgiveness, the reconciliation by the blood of the Lamb. But then the new divine life in us by Word and Spirit. The Word is the seed. How often we have said it at this place, brothers and sisters, Mary received the promise and the Holy Spirit came upon her and the Son of God was born. In the same way it is with us. Ye who were not my people, writes Hosea, shall be called sons and daughters of the living God, begotten by the Holy Spirit, based upon the Word of God, which was sown as the seed into us. We really look back on the many years. I also said it yesterday. I did it. Exactly 55 years ago, in October 1964, I made my first missionary trip to India. And then altogether, I was there 23 times in all the larger cities, from one end of the country to the other end. When I look back in 55 years, and there was a man who was 1950 there when Brother Branham was preaching in Bombay. He had mighty meetings there. And this Brother Paul, him God blessed in a mighty way. He was then traveling to the USA, was baptized in the Branham Tabernacle in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. And Brother Branham, he told me on the 3rd of December 1962, he told me, Brother Frank, if you ever travel to India, this is the man whom you have to contact. And God really blessed. On one Sunday morning, I baptized 129 people in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. And Brother Paul, he also baptized. I just mentioned this, brothers and sisters. We are looking back to many, many years in which we preached the true Word of God. And now we are looking into all the world, which was visited by the grace of God. And what God promised to us, they heard it and they believed it. Now, I would like to read from Romans, chapter 1, the first two verses. to let you know what it means to have received a divine commission, a sending, receiving a responsibility before the living God to carry His holy word. Romans chapter 1, verse 1 and 2. Paul, a servant of Jesus Christ, called to be an apostle, separated to preach the gospel of God, which he had promised afore by his prophets in the Holy Scriptures. This is so mighty, brothers and sisters. When Paul then writes in chapter 4, faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Not by quotes, which one misunderstands and misinterprets. The preaching, the true preaching of the true everlasting gospel must come from the word of God, so that our faith is scripturally, and that we really belong to those who were called out, who were separated, yes, belonging to them, to whom the hidden mysteries were revealed until the end time. And we are living in the end time. And everything was really revealed to us by His grace. Be it the Godhead, be it the water baptism, whatever it might be, the fall and the necessity of our redemption, everything was revealed to us. Who could have said one time, the angel of the Lord stood in my room? Who? And he told me what happened on the same day, in the morning with the serpent, and in the afternoon with Adam. How the fall really took place by a natural begetting. The word begetting is very important in this regard. Then our Lord, as the Savior, as the Son, had to come. And of Him it is written, Thou art my Son, today I have begotten Thee. There it was the enemy who was begetting, and here it was God who was begetting to make the damage well and to give us the redemption, the deliverance by His grace. And then we go on in Romans 1, verse 5, it is written, by whom we have received grace and apostleship. For what? To work obedience to the faith among all nations for His name. This is the divine purpose of a true commission and proclamation. To work obedience to the faith among all nations. And therefore, also today, let us, because we will celebrate the Lord's Supper, let us say it here very clearly. Only he who believes with all his heart
that Jesus Christ, as the Lamb of God, died on the cross of Calvary, shedding his blood for our redemption and reconciliation. And whosoever receives Jesus Christ out of conviction, whoever accepts him out of conviction, having the certainty in his heart, I am pardoned. I'm a possession of the Lord. My sin is forgiven. Everything what was there is no more here. Just to know, whoever participates in the Lord's Supper must first, that what was given to us, must first receive it by the cross of Calvary. God was in Christ and reconciled the world with himself. And to this, one could read Isaiah chapter 53. Our chastisement was laid upon him so that we might have peace, and by his stripes we were healed. So, may all who participate in the Lord's Supper, may all find grace to experience the Lord as their personal Savior, believing with all their heart that the forgiveness by the blood is for them, and that it must be received, what the Lord has given to us by his grace. Then Paul writes on in Romans 1, especially from verse 16, Romans 1, verse 16, "For I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God." It is the power of God unto salvation to everyone who believes, to the Jew first and also to the Greek, and so also to us in all peoples and tongues. So, the gospel is the power of God, because the gospel is the kernel of our proclamation, what happened for us on the cross of Calvary. As Paul could say, "I only wanted to know among you Jesus Christ, the crucified one." And he could say, "I am crucified with Christ. Now I live no longer, but Christ lives in me." Just so mighty. May it take place tonight. Brothers and sisters, these words we are not just reading. They shall become a reality tonight amongst us and in all peoples and tongues. Beginning with New Zealand, Australia, where every day starts unto the ends of the earth. We are singing in this chorus, "They come from the east and west." And to me came the thought that we should include ourselves, and we should sing, "We are coming. We are coming from the west and east." Not they. Who are they? You and I. We who are gathered before the Lord. We are coming from east and west, from south and north. We are coming from Montreal, from Ottawa, from everywhere, from all peoples and tongues. So that tonight, the gospel can become the power of God in us, and that we receive perfect salvation, perfect deliverance, that whatever God has given us, that we personally experience it by His grace. Just recently, I've said it, I heard it in a sermon of Brother Branham of 1957. It was a mighty evangelization preaching in the 50s. In the 50s, Brother Branham didn't preach about mysteries. He preached the gospel by the power of God. And then he called for prayer. And suddenly he says, only if you believe that the redemption is finished and that when you come to the front for prayer, that it will not happen, but it happened already. And that you experience your salvation and your healing, that you can just pick it up there, that you can take it home, because everything took place already on the cross of Calvary. Today, we want to receive and accept everything what was given to us by the cross of Calvary, especially when we then break the bread. And when we will bless the cup, that we just in perfect faith receive and accept, and then out of conviction in the perfect work of redemption, as our Lord said Himself, as often as you break this bread, eat this bread, and drink this cup, you proclaim the death until He returns. This is the kernel of our proclamation. As it was with Paul, so it is also with us. Thanks be to God. Amen. Then it's written in verse 18, Romans 1, verse 18, for the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness and unrighteousness of men who hold the truth in unrighteousness. Holding the truth in unrighteousness, suppressing it. Brothers and sisters, I say it time and again, I say it also tonight. For me, it's a special day today. Almost a jubilee day. I mentioned the journey. I look back on all these years. I look back to all who consecrated their lives to the Lord. Perhaps this one, quickly, just quickly. Our brother Michael, just now he was in Dubai. And there we had mighty meetings. He could baptize 14 persons in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Now he's in Saudi Arabia, where the Lord opens doors and the gospel can be preached in the power of God. Yes, in all peoples and tongues and nations. So, the truth may not longer be suppressed in unrighteousness. The truth must be put upon the lampstand. And this we did by His grace, by the commission of our God. In Ephesians chapter 2, let me just read it quickly. Ephesians chapter 2, before we come to Corinthians. Let us read quickly from Ephesians chapter 2, verse 4. Ephesians chapter 4, chapter 2, verse 4. But God, who is rich in mercy, for His great love wherewith He loved us, even when we were dead in sins has quickened us together with Christ. By grace ye are saved. What a statement. Oh, how powerful. We were crucified with Christ. We died with him. We rose with him unto a new life by his grace. Many times we said it at this place. The life is in the blood. And therefore, our Lord has shed his divine blood so that the divine life, the eternal life, can come back upon the redeemed multitude who found grace and eternal life. Then from Ephesians chapter 2, verse 14, one could read on and on. So precious is God's holy word. Verse 14, for he is our peace. Ephesians 2, 13. For he is our peace, who has made both one, and has broken down the middle wall of partition between us. Having abolished in his flesh the enmity, even the law of commandments contained in ordinances, for to make in himself of the two one new man, so making peace. Very powerful. Who has peace with God will not cause any unrest. He will thank God, thanking God with all his heart. A songwriter sings, when peace like a river penetrates my soul, then the heart is jubilating. Now, verse 20 from Ephesians chapter 2, verse 20. And are built upon the foundation of the apostles and prophets, Jesus Christ himself being the chief cornerstone. Brothers and sisters, let us say it once again. We are living at the end of the time of grace. The return of Jesus Christ is very near, imminent. And the commission is, gather ye my people, that they may hear my words. And the example of Abraham, it has to touch our hearts. He believed God, and this was accounted unto him for righteousness. Many are believing in God. Maybe 3 billion of people, 2 billion, I don't know, are believing in God. But who believes God? Who believes in our time God? Who believes what God promised? Who believes what God said? Believing in God, even the devil believes and trembles. That's how the Apostle James has written it. So, faith and obedience belong together. Now, Genesis chapter 15, verse 5 and 6. Genesis 15, verse 5 and 6. And he brought him forth abroad and said, look, look now toward heaven and count the stars, if thou canst count them. And he said unto him, so shall thy seed be. And Abraham believed the Lord, and he counted it unto him for righteousness. In reference to Romans chapter 4, verse 3. We believe God with all our hearts. We believe the message. We believe that the Lord has given a divine commission, that before the return of Jesus Christ, the original message, the holy and precious word of God would be preached. And it would become the power of God in all of us. And we can experience God today. We could mention the many scriptures of Abraham who believed God. Let us go to Genesis 17, verse 13. He that is born in thy house, it's about circumcision. We don't want to come here to this subject at all. But God made a covenant. The covenant, the circumcision had to be done. Also on Abraham and all around him. It had to be done. As a memorial to that what happened in the Garden of Eden. That just, it had to be emphasized. There it happened. The circumcision had to be there so that the covenant which was broken is established again. And so, this is not our subject today. I just want to read Romans. Just one verse in Romans chapter, Romans 4, verse 3. What does the scripture say? For what does the scripture say? Abraham believed God, and it was accounted unto him for righteousness. Brothers and sisters, I'm convinced that we believe God. And because we believe God, therefore, we have received the divine justification. More one cannot do than to believe God. And if we believe what God has said in His Word and promised in His Word, then we know that He has the responsibility for the fulfillment. As sure as Abraham received the election, faith, obedience, everything became manifested in his life. He went out from Ur in Chaldea. He was called out. And then receiving the promise, then believing it, and then the confirmation. Sacrifice your son whom thou lovest. And then he was obedient. It was manifested, his obedience. May it be with all of us like this. Brothers and sisters, I repeat that the holy, precious gospel, the divine message of salvation, becomes such a power of God unto us, because it's still written. There is in no other name salvation. There is no other name under heaven given to man by which they can be saved except in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. And we receive it and we accept it. When we believe with all our hearts and we ask the Lord that He also gives us the obedience. Now we come over to the Lord's Supper. We all know the Lord's Supper took place during the Pesach. It was at the Pesach. It was a memorial to that what happened at the Exodus from Egypt with Israel. At the Pesach meal, the Lord took the bread. He was thanking and He broke it. Old and New Testament, He joined it. And we thank the Lord God that we can celebrate the Lord's Supper in a scriptural way as it was left to us in the Bible. One could read from Exodus 12. Perhaps we read this one verse, Exodus chapter 12, so that all know where the connection is. Exodus chapter 12, here, verse 6. And ye shall keep it up until the 14th day of the same month, and the whole assembly of the congregation of Israel shall kill it in the evening. Here's the mystery. Brothers and sisters, firstly, let my people go. Let my son, let my firstborn son go. But then, it was the church, the congregation, the called out people, was then the church. The congregation of Israel shall kill it in the evening. The German Bible says, between the two evenings. You all know, we mentioned it before. In Israel, there are the sunset, where the evening starts, and when the darkness sets in, then the day is over. The whole period of time between the sunset, therefore it's written, between the two evenings in the German Bible. In this time, all the sacrifices were given, namely at evening time. Then we read on the same chapter, chapter 12, now verse 13, and the blood shall be to you for a token upon the houses where ye are. For when I see the blood, I will pass over you. And the plague shall not be upon you to destroy you when I smite the land of Egypt. Brothers and sisters, let us say it once again. The redemption is finished. The destruction angel has to pass by us. And tonight, we place ourselves under the protection of the blood. And we say, beloved Lord, we believe with all our hearts that you have shed the blood of the new covenant and that we received the salvation and also the protection, salvation and protection under the blood we have it. And then we read in Matthew 26, verse 19 and 20,
Matthew 26, verse 19 and 20. And the disciples did as Jesus had appointed them. And they made ready the Passover. Now, when the evening was come, he sat down with the 12. And then it's described precisely what our Lord did, how everything took place, whether with the bread, whether with the cup, everything is written very clearly. Now, verse 26 from Matthew 26. And as they were eating, Jesus took bread and blessed it and broke it and gave it to the disciples and said, "Take, eat, this is my body." And he took the cup and gave thanks and gave it to them, saying, "Drink ye all of it, for this is my blood." He speaks of his blood. "For this is my blood, the blood of the new covenant, which is shed for many for the remission of sins." One has to understand the Bible language very well. The cup was not shed. The cup was drunk. But the blood of the Savior was shed. He was pointing to him. My blood is shed for many for the remission of sins. But I say unto you, I will not drink henceforth of this fruit of the vine until that day when I drink it anew with you in my Father's kingdom. Just so grateful for the clarity in the Word of God. Then, also right, the transmission, let me emphasize it, brothers and sisters, in view of the Lord's Supper, what Paul has written in 1 Corinthians chapter 5, 1 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 7.
"Schafft den alten Sauerteig.
Purge out, therefore, the old leaven, that ye may be a new lump, as ye are unleavened." For even Christ, our Passover, is sacrificed for us. Here we have the admonition, brothers and sisters, before we go over to the Lord's Supper, we may examine ourselves first. Have we put out all the old leaven, all the traditions, what is not in line with God and His Word? Did we really throw it aboard? And it doesn't have to be found anymore in us. Only the new, which the Lord can work in us. No doctrine which has leaven in it. No, the pure Bible doctrine is being preached here. Then, of course, in 1 Corinthians chapter 10,
16 and 17, the precious words, 1 Corinthians 10, verse 16 and 17, for the cup of blessing which we bless, is it not the communion of the blood of Christ? The bread which we break, is it not the fellowship of the body of Christ? So, here's the connection. Fellowship. God made the connection. The fellowship is here. We thank the Lord for it. Then verse 17, for we, being many, are one bread and one body. For we are all partakers of that one bread. Also for that, we can thank God, brothers and sisters. We are not saying this because we are puffed up. We are saying it with great pain, especially what concerns the United States and all who are under their influence. Perhaps Brother Alfred Borg, show us. They don't have a bread there, but they have everything is put up, finished, crumbs. Then not a cup is coming, then hundreds of glasses are coming, stapled upon one another, and then the people are coming, taking such a liquor glass, and after they took this glass, and I say it, really, it's a great pain for me. Also our beloved brother Green, on the 12th of December 1965, when Brother Branham preached the last sermon there, celebrating the Lord's Supper in such an unbiblical way, it was celebrated there, as is shown to us here. Brother Green, he told me, I cannot forgive it. I asked Brother Branham to celebrate the Lord's Supper. God knows, I probably would not have done it. But, brothers and sisters, it must be revealed by God first. The gospel must become the power of God for us. We must receive holy respect before the word of God. And if it is written that our Lord took the bread which was prepared without leaven, he took this bread, he was thanking for it, and then he broke it, and then he distributed it in the same way we did it. And I thank the Lord. And I don't say it for my sakes. I say it for the glory of God. From the very beginning, we celebrated the Lord's Supper. Never on a Sunday morning. Never. But every time in the evening time. One cannot have a Lord's Supper in the morning. And that the Lord, throughout all these years, from the first meeting, 1958, from the very first day on, God has given us the grace to act biblically, and also the Lord's Supper, to celebrate it in such a biblical way. To celebrate it in such a way as it is written. Then just the place from John 13 where it is written of the foot washing. For many it's new, But I hope that all agree. John 13, here it's written in verse 4 and 5, and supper being ended, 14. If I then, water in the basin, and began to wash the disciples' feet, and he poured water in the basin. Now, verse 14. For if I then, your Lord and Master, have washed your feet, ye also ought to wash one another's feet. So, not just if you like it, or if you like it, no, a holy command, an obligation, not to ask anything. Why? No. Why asking? Why? Why asking God's word? Why doubting it? No. We must become doers of the word by His grace. Let us summarize it. May all who are here today consecrate their lives to the Lord. Also such as if you are not baptized yet, if you want to be baptized tomorrow, if you have found peace with God, if you received the redemption, the forgiveness by faith, if you experienced it in Jesus Christ, if you received Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, then decide yourselves in the presence of God whether you want to participate or not. We leave everything up to you. But once again, the emphasis, also of the foot washing, not asking why. One esteem the other one higher than himself. One command I gave you, so that you are doing as I have done unto you. May all of the gospel become the power of God to us. May we all believe and be obedient to become a well-pleasing people for the Lord, a blood-bought flock. Namely, as we read it from Exodus, that in this time the pillar of cloud and the pillar of fire appeared, showing us the way, illuminating us the word. And we thank the Lord God with all our hearts for it. To Him be the glory throughout all eternity. Amen.
Perhaps we can sing the first chorus. We are coming from the east and west. We are coming from the south and north. To feast with the King, to dine as his guest, how blessed these pilgrims are, beholding his hallowed face, with light divine, blessed partakers of his grace, as gems in his crown to shine. We are really very grateful for this day, for this evening. Grateful. And let me remember one word concerning the ministry of John the Baptist. Luke 1, verse 16 and 17. To prepare a well-prepared people for the Lord. And I believe, out of full conviction, in the presence of God, that all who hear and believe the last message, taking it seriously, knowing that it was given by the commission of God before the return of the Lord, and that we have received and accepted it by faith. I believe that you will be there when the Lord calls his own home. And now in reference, in view of tomorrow, if we have brothers and sisters in our midst still who are not yet baptized biblically in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, please, let this tomorrow not bypass you, but make use of this opportunity and be baptized scripturally. Now, we are standing up for prayer. Brother Justin from South Africa and Brother Didier, they will pray with us. To the Lord be the thanks. To the Lord be the thanks.
Lord God, we pray.
O God, Herr und Gott, wir beten.
And we thank you this evening for everything we have done.
Und wir danken dir heute Abend für alles, was du getan hast.
And we believe with all our heart.
Und wir glauben von ganzem Herzen.
That your return is very near.
Dass deine Wiederkunft ganz, ganz nah ist.
And as we have read in the scriptures,
und wie wir in der Schrift gelesen
how haben, you took your people out of Egypt,
du hast dein Volk aus Ägypten herausgenommen,
and by the blood of the lamb,
und durch das Blut des Lammes,
they were taken out.
Wurden sie herausgeführt,
and by the blood of the Lamb of God,
und durch das Blut des Lammes Gottes,
we have been taken out of all confusion,
sind wir aus aller Verirrung und Verwirrung
and herausgenommen, we have been brought in the kingdom of God,
und wir sind in das Reich Gottes hineingekommen,
and we thank the Lord for that.
Und wir danken dir, Herr, dafür.
And this evening we have remembered
und diesen Abend werden wir
what
denken,
you have done for us.
Was für uns geschehen
and we
ist.
Believe, Lord,
und wir glauben, Herr,
that day,
dass an dem Tage
you will take us to enter in that holy city.
Wirst du uns abholen und in die heilige Stadt hinein.
Our brother, your servant, has seen that city.
Unser Bruder, dein Knecht, hat die Stadt gesehen.
And he can even draw it for us.
Und er kann Zeugnis für uns abgeben.
And we believe, Lord,
und wir glauben,
as we have heard,
wie wir gelesen
that
haben,
we will enter there
dass wir dort hineingehen,
by your grace.
Durch deine Gnade.
So help every one of us.
Es?
Help every one of us.
Und hilf einem jeden von
to
uns,
take seriously the word of God.
Dass wir das Wort Gottes ernst
and
nehmen,
to prepare himself.
Und dass wir uns selber zu
to be ready for that day.
Und bereit sind für den
because
Tag.
We're not coming here.
Wir kommen
to see each other,
hierher, einander zu
but
sehen,
we're coming to hear the word of God
wir kommen, um das Wort
to be prepared
hören, um bereit zu
for
sein,
that day.
Für den
so we thank the Lord for und everything
wir danken der Herr für alles,
and for the blood that you have shed for
und
us.
Für das Blut, das für uns
bless every brother and every sister.
Segne jeden Bruder, jeden
bless Christ. All over the world.
Segne auf der ganzen Welt.
Everyone who have believed
jeden, der glaubt,
and who trust this last ministry.
Und der diesen letzten Dienst, der
we are convinced, Lord,
und wir sind überzeugt,
that you have commissioned our brother,
dass du unseren Bruder beauftragt hast,
to carry on this message,
diese Botschaft weiter zu
until
tragen,
your return.
Bis dein Kommen.
And we believe together
und wir glauben gemeinsam,
will be taken up
dass wir
by your grace.
Durch deine Gnade.
So we pray
so beten
and
wir
we believe
und wir glauben
and we trust thee
und wir vertrauen
in
dir
the name of the Lord Jesus
im Namen
Christ
des Herrn Jesus
we have prayed
Christus.
With thanksgiving.
Wir danken dir noch einmal für diesen Abend.
Amen.
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 Amen. God.
Our Father, our God, we are here to thank you for the grace which you have given unto each one of us. And we thank you for the mighty work which you have accomplished on the cross of Calvary. You cried out, "It is finished." Today we remember your death and we remember that you will return very soon. We are grateful because we were healed. We are your people whom you called out from all confusion. And we have come out to come into your bright light. And we believe that we are the people of the covenant. You have commanded in this hour, gather ye my people, all with whom I made a covenant by sacrifice. And Lord, we see it and we thank you humbly and with certainty, for your promises are yes and amen, and your return is very near, and you have gone to prepare a place. And all over the earth, your people are preparing, and we are waiting for it. We believe in your faithfulness in the name of Jesus Christ. Bless your servant, bless your people, and keep us all in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Let us sing. You are Alpha, you are Omega, the beginning and the end. You are the first, you are the last. Throughout all eternity. Hallelujah, amen. Thou art the first, Thou art the last. Throughout all eternity. Hallelujah. Amen.
Amen.
Amen.